Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, Ebro Law Rosenberg. Good morning, it's Ebro in the morning. Tuesday vibes, we here, man. Shout out to everybody, gotta crack this thing early every day. You know what I mean? Get to it. There's a lot going on out here in the streets, man. The NFL is dealing with their racist ways again. Did you hear? Oh man, emails upon emails. Crazy outside. But call right now, 800-223-9797. You want to get down to this Lord Never Loses situation right now. We rocking that Wale, J. Cole. Damn, bam, but damn. Yo, the vax mandate hate people. The MAGA maniacs. They lining up for Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines apparently made a mandate for their pilots and staff that they had to get vaccinated. Someone posted a picture of that Don't Tread on Me flag, which is the Gadsden battle flag, which is usually synonymous with racist issues. Mm. But hanging out the window of a Southwest airplane.
Oh, wow.
Apparently. Now, it's a faceless little thing, but it's going around hashtag Southwest employees because they're saying that the pilots and employees refuse to work. Now, over the weekend, Southwest Airlines grounded some, I think it might have been thousands of flights. Yeah. Got canceled. 3, how many 000. Was it, Griff?
Three.
Three?
2,000. 2,000, my bad.
2,000 flights. But everybody's talking about... Southwest Airlines said air traffic control issues and disruptive weather have resulted in a high volume of cancellations. That's what they tweeted. Right. We appreciate your patience and we accommodate affected customers as quickly as possible. But then people started posting pictures of the weather and were like, well, where's the weather issue?
Right. It's because people ain't trying to be forced to take a shot. And now y'all down workers.
So they saying that the workers stepped down, but then other people are like, okay, so who are these workers? And who are these pilots? Because it's faceless and nameless.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. I thought I would put that out there. Yeah. Now, I don't know where Southwest flies out of here. I think they got one place in Long Island, I think they fly into. And then what's the other airport north of the city? It's a small airport. I forget the name of it, like Westchester or something.
Oh yeah, Westchester has like a airport. But Southwest doesn't fly out of LaGuardia or JFK?
Does it?
I don't know. I mean,
exactly. I don't know either. I've never taken Southwest when I've been on the East Coast because it's Southwest. So that part.
Yeah, and the FDNY and a couple of other major organizations. Up against the wall trying to figure out what they're going to do because...
Well, they haven't been mandated, right?
Southwest serves LaGuardia.
Oh, it does. They haven't been mandated, right?
No, but they're trying to. They want to. So,
yeah, but... I mean, talking about it and doing it, I want to see.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, did it. I don't think they're going to do it.
Yeah, and there's still tons of protests, even though they don't really show it heavy on the news and nobody's really talking about it. People are out here. There's a big one today at the courthouse for the teachers.
I want to know how to take some photos when you go out there, Johnny.
Yeah, I'll show you some videos. You know, I got a lot of teacher friends. My mother was a teacher.
Send me some. I want to see the magnitude, the reach of the protest.
Yeah.
If it's real, if it's they really got their numbers up.
I see both sides. I know people who work in education were like, we're all vax, man. It's like, we just did it, and we're moving on with our lives.
Yeah, for sure. They're definitely like that roof, you know, your children, your food, and they waited till the last minute, you know, again, because of paychecks and privileges.
Well, not all of them, Shawnee. Not all of them are anti-vax.
Oh, I mean, yes, for sure. I'm just saying some people waited till the last minute because they're just like, I didn't know what else to do, you know. But it's unfortunate, but a lot of people
like
still
it.
Holding the line.
I like we'll it. We'll see. I'm into it.
What do you mean you like it?
I'm into it. You know, of all of, I'm into it because A, it's an interesting social sociology experiment.
I mean,
it is a test.
It's great. I'm researching this. You know me, and y'all know I'm gonna remember and bring it up years later.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of it is there's actually police killing black people out here, facts. And people don't go that hard for it.
People,
you know what I'm saying?
General.
People, and right. By people I mean government and a lot of these people that go hard for this anti-vax thing. Because guess what? Corona's killing mad black people too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so, because it's killing black people at a higher tick, I've always thought once people found that out, they ain't give a damn about the vax no more.
That way, what?
Once they didn't give a damn. The thems. They didn't give a damn. The racists didn't give a damn. The southern states didn't give a damn once they found out it was hitting black people harder.
Right.
Killing black people harder.
Right. Which has got what everybody feels suspicious like. Y'all normally don't care about anything that concerns black people. But,
Well, like I keep telling people, the reason they care is because they don't want to do the jobs that you do.
What is New York
state
at the herd immunity level past 70% that they was
New
looking
York
for?
State? I don't think so. I don't know.
Because I thought they said that New York hit that like in the summertime. Yet the mandates took place after they hit herd immunity.
I don't know, Shawnee. We need to.
Well, New York State doesn't have a. New York State has one for healthcare workers. New York City has it for teachers and healthcare workers, right? And employees.
Right.
So it's not a mandate, you know, it's not a mandate across the board. And then you have corporations that are doing it because of what the president said. He wanted corporations with over 100 employees to do. Yeah, in June 14th, Cuomo had announced that the statewide vaccination rate was 69.9%. Basically 70%. I don't know if that's technically herd immunity or not.
Yeah, I think they said 70%.
I don't
it's
know.
It's like if you got your 70, idea. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should be
no
good.
I have no idea, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's... I mean, look, they said once everybody got the vax, you should be good. They said if everybody wore a max, you... Like, what are we talking about?
Exactly.
What are you saying?
Exactly.
Who we got on the line?
We got...
It's have fun time.
Minerva.
Yes, good morning.
Morning, Minerva.
The Minerva, some of these people's Minerva. They on my nerves, Minerva. They on my nerves.
Minerva has heard it all.
Her whole life.
Right.
But it works sometimes, like right now, when they on my nerves. When they on my nerves. Who else we got, Shani?
We got Marcellus.
Marcellus, what's popping?
Yo, morning.
Minerva, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Stout?
Laura Stout.
All right.
That's right.
Yes.
2 seconds on the clock.
All right, we have tickets for the Millennium Tour featuring Omarion, Bow Wow, Ashanti, and many more for Friday, November 12th at 8:30 p.m. at the Prudential Center. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Shani with the questions. Let's play. Laura, never lose it.
All right. Here we go.
Okay, which artist finally earned his first diamond? Ebro.
Oh, first.
Artist earned first diamond finally.
3, 2.
Let's go with
1.
Drake.
Incorrect. Which artist finally earned his first diamond record for Stronger?
Oh, Kanye West?
Kanye Z. What red and white striped candy is generally associated?
Ebro. Red and white striped candy is generally associated with...
3, 2.
Christmas. Candy cane.
Candy cane is correct.
Hey.
And it was Christmas. 18 former pros in what sport? Laura.
The pro basketball players.
Basketball is correct.
There
Laura's
you go.
Up one. Albania is located
Ebro.
In...
Laura.
Ebro.
Albania is located in what continent? It is located in technically...
Two.
Asia.
One. Incorrect. Oh. Albania is located in on which continent?
Oh, it's the other one.
Europe. It's Europe.
It is Europe. Laura wins.
Laura wins.
Yes, Minerva. Yes. You're going to the Millennium Tour, Minerva.
Yes, that's two days after my birthday.
Yay. Now,
happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
Birthday love, Minerva.
Word. Hang on, Minerva.
Thank you, guys.
Sorry, Marcellus. I went with Asia. I thought it was farther east, but it's not. I played myself. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles was popping.
All right, coming up in the Flashing Lights report, Netflix suspended employees, trans employees. It has to do with the Chappelle special. I'll break down this drama coming up in the Flashing Lights report.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97. Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Hey, Laura Stabs. Flashing lights.
So this story is crazy because Netflix benched three of its employees, including a person who identifies as trans, for blasting Dave Chappelle's new stand-up special. But the network is insisting is how they did it, not about what they did. So these three employees decided to crash like a meeting among top execs, like busted into the room and caused chaos.
Wow.
And they were like, they're describing it as like, yo, they infiltrated, they were uninvited, and that's why they got suspended. Not because of
that's true.
Them standing up against Dave Chappelle.
Oh, you can't just bust into meetings in,
yeah, nah.
in an office and scare people while you at work with them? Yeah, nah, you can't
that's
do that.
Wait, that's...
It was like, wait, what is going on? Yo, get them out of here.
Bro, and then they're like, yo, because we were speaking out against Dave Chappelle. I'm like, eh, not really. You know? It's like, you just can't.
No, you're speaking in.
You can't just bust in meetings.
You weren't speaking out. You was inside.
And cause all this ruckus. You have to conduct yourself accordingly.
You absolutely could have, can, and speak out at work. You can't bust into people's meetings, though,
right.
and kick in doors and right. just take over meetings and act like nothing's going to happen.
Waving four floors?
Yeah, that's a different thing altogether.
Man, when I read the story,
listen,
I was like, yes, nuts.
Hey, listen,
bro.
They didn't get fired, though, right?
No, they got suspended.
Yeah, they'd be all right. They just making noise. But look, it made noise. It worked.
Yeah.
It's getting news coverage that they're not happy.
Wait, they broke in to the office?
Yes.
No, they broke into a meeting.
A meeting.
Yeah. They busted into a meeting.
All right. And just got suspended for that.
Yeah.
Right. So Netflix is saying they got suspended for that, not because they are speaking out. They were like, our employees are encouraged to disagree openly, but, you know, and we support their right to do so. You just can't be busting in meetings causing ruckus.
Not only that, you got to be careful not to create a hostile work environment.
Exactly.
For other people.
Right.
So, yeah, that's the big headline because I was like, wait, when I first saw it, I was like, hold up. People are getting fired. Wait, I saw the details. Anyway, that's your Flashing Lights report. The time is 7 a.m. Today's a high of 72 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, John Gruden resigns as Los Angeles, or what are they called now?
Las Vegas.
That's where they at. The Raiders. Because, well, he hadn't resigned when he told the NFL Players Association head in an email 10 years ago that, or he said to someone else, that the black man had lips like Michelin tires. He hadn't resigned.
No. At the time, he thought that was the email. That was the email.
And then after that, it came out that I don't know. He called the commissioner of the NFL the F-bomb.
Yep.
He exchanged photos. Was it of cheerleaders that were in there in underwear? Was it?
Yep. Well, about topless photos, yeah.
Topless photos, wow. Of cheerleaders, yeah.
And then he came for Michael Sam.
And was transphobic.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-woman.
Anti-woman.
Homophobic.
And had a problem with Eric Reed kneeling.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of emails.
Look at that.
Yo, and Rosenberg, you're old enough to remember his brother. Remember his younger brother who was head coach in the NFL?
John Gruden's younger brother?
Yeah, didn't he have a brother that was coaching?
Yeah, he was head coach of my team for 5 years.
How'd that work out?
Terrible. He was useless.
And ultimately was like a drunk disaster?
That was definitely out there as... That was a moment in there.
Wait!
I don't know if that's why he was out, like why he was gone.
No, it was a part. It added up. It all added up. Is my point. It all added up. Like, but anyway, when you look at his brother, I forget his brother's first name. But anyway,
Jay.
The Grudens now was like a. It was like a football name. They was getting jobs and things like that. Now they're resigning. That good old boy network, boy, it'll get you. It'll get you when you think you're protected. And you could just say whatever you want. We got a congratulations. You played yourself coming up for John Gruden. You know, your little Chucky face, your little tough face. So keep it locked.
WQHDFM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Wake up.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Right here.
Hot 97.
The number one station for hip-hop.
I need a ride and die.
Ladies and gentlemen, another episode of the world's favorite relationship test. Ride.
I'll wait for it.
Or die. That's right.
This is
where you can call your loved one and be like, ew, I need you. Let's see if they drop what they're doing and come to your rescue. On the phone, Veronica was popping.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, good morning, Veronica. Good morning. Thanks good morning. For participating and emailing. What's that email again, Laura Stiles?
BeRideOrDie@gmail.com.
If you want to test a loved one, it's all for fun. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully you don't go too far. Veronica, what's your idea today to test your partner, Jerry?
So basically, I'm just going to say that I got pulled over and I need him to come and rescue me because my license is not in good standing.
Uh-oh.
And he knows that.
So Jerry knows that you're out here riding dirty is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So he's asked you to fix this and you haven't? Mm-mm-mm.
Can you tell us what your license got suspended for? Like you forgot to provide proof of insurance or something like that?
Warrant. Mm-hmm. I mean, like ticket, whatever.
Now we're getting somewhere.
What do you got a warrant for, Veronica? What'd you do?
Not paying a ticket.
Oh, so basically, this has been a series of irresponsible decisions. So if you get busted here, he's going to be really tight.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, here we go. Right. Veronica is going to call Jerry on her other line and conference us back in so we can hear you. Now, remember, you only got 30 seconds to convince Jerry. Where's Jerry right now?
Work.
Okay, here we go. Let's get into it. Go ahead, call him. Veronica, you got to be stressed. Do you need any of us to do any acting and play the police officer trying to get you out of your car?
Okay.
Shawnee, you play the cop.
Let's go, Shawnee.
Hello?
Jerry.
Yeah.
Excuse me, man.
Yeah, what's up?
I just got pulled over.
Out of the vehicle, miss.
I just got pulled over because of the tint.
Excuse me, out of the vehicle, miss. Yeah, can you put down your phone?
I need you to come pick me up. Or like, come, because I have Osiris and I have the dog.
Yeah, yeah. All right, where are you? Where are you?
I'm right. Are you coming?
I'm coming right now. Yeah, where are you?
Jerry.
Jerry?
Yo, Jerry.
What's going on?
You're on Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Veronica wanted to see if you're ride or die, and you won, man. You are her ride or die.
Hell yeah, that's me.
Veronica, Jerry, how you feeling right now?
I was so nervous, my heart was pounding out of my chest.
Well, if he was like, yo, I don't have time right now, Ma, let me call you back.
Oh, I would have been like, I don't know about this. We need to reconsider.
Well, wow. Guess what? He didn't remotely do that. There was no hesitation whatsoever. Great job, Jerry.
Yeah, no, of course. I'm glad you're okay.
Aww, Jerry, can we talk about your lady's driving record, though? What's going on here?
That's for another story. Not on air.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Yo, man, Ebro Law Rosenberg, man. Now, Rosenberg.
Yo, yo.
You really didn't like Squid Games, huh? Shani and Laura are really, like, not okay with you not enjoying Squid Games.
I did enjoy Squid Games. I really did enjoy it, actually. I just didn't take it. For some reason, early on, I decided the role it was going to have to me is, like, something I throw on, but I wasn't investing, like...
Oh, you don't count, then.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Emotional depth in it. Ugh. I just...
That's the problem. No, you had to get into the story.
I told you, Rosenberg.
He was tweeting last night, like, it's boring.
I was like, I said, is it me? Am I not paying enough attention? Yes, or does this ending suck? Because it feels like it sucks.
Shani and Laura want to give you this.
Yeah, you weren't into it from the beginning. Yeah,
my opinion gets a congratulations. I don't know.
I'm telling you what they want to give
you.
Yeah. I think you're entitled to your own assessment of Squid Games. I don't have a problem with it. But what I do want to do is at some point as we get near to Halloween, I think it's important to run down the list of things. I think we do it every year. That people should not do on Halloween.
Nothing to worry. Do you think Squid Game's going to lead to some of this? Is that what you're saying?
One would be to go too far and dress up as one of the people, actors from Squid Games. And try to make Asian eyes on your face.
Because
they're gonna think that's an essential part of the character.
Exactly.
They're gonna be like, well, it's a Korean show, so I gotta make myself look Korean. Hello.
Wow.
Nah,
my costume.
Not.
Hit the button now.
Oh, it's happening.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Now you could just wear they sell the little tracksuit with the number on it.
You can
buy that. People are gonna get it right away.
Right.
You don't need to go that far. And they even sell the little guard outfit with the mask.
That's right.
With the triangle or the square or the circle on it. You could do that.
The dog mage.
You could do that. And you don't have to go as far as, you know, trying to mimic an Asian person.
Nope.
Right.
And get
you know they can't stop there. Give yourself the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Hit Ebro with the button for thinking people can resist. Going full Asian face. I don't even know what you call when you dress Asian.
I call it racist.
But it's definitely going to be that far, and it's definitely going to happen.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Do they sell the Darth Vader outfit?
They probably got. They probably sell all the outfits.
It's the most popular show in Netflix history. They're going to sell whatever they can sell.
All of it.
Don't disrespect Darth Vader. That's a different costume.
But you knew who I was talking about.
I knew you were talking about
it. Darth Vader.
He looked like him. With a cape.
Laura, what's on your list today?
Ugh, this article about Demi Lovato. So annoying.
I love this article.
I'm so annoyed.
Why?
Because she's offended. She feels like we should retire the term alien when referring to extraterrestrials.
And she's right.
Oh, she's like, the term alien itself is offensive. Pertains to actual would-be aliens from outer space.
Hold on.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Hold on. She wants to retire it as it, you mean, for
as it pertains
space,
to alien life forms.
Hold on, not as it pertains to people.
Immigrants, bro.
No, she's not worried about human beings. No. We're talking about extraterrestrials.
Now, we don't know. She may, in all fairness, she may think the same thing as it pertains to human beings. Mm-hmm. She may feel that way. That may not be getting reported on.
Hasn't that word already been completely debunked as it pertains to human beings?
No.
Racism, but isn't it only media doesn't use it.
I was going to say, isn't it only nasty MAGA right wingers who use that phrase?
Yeah.
Or she might be, she actually might be an alien and she just feels, she feels the way about people calling her an alien.
That is possible.
I think you're onto something. Either way, Laura, what do you want to do here?
No, I want to give her the button. This is stupid.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, it's not stupid. Let's have real talk.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
First and foremost, if we're going to be the inclusive planet we want to be.
Speak on
it. Here we go.
We should stop derogatory terms towards creatures we have never met.
But how is alien derogatory towards aliens?
It makes it feel like they're foreign.
Exactly.
But they are.
And we don't know that.
They may have been here before us. That's right. The Anunnaki and the Ajiji been here.
Long time.
Thousands of years ago.
Now, all of a sudden, we create a civilization and conquer it. And what is this? You know what I'm saying?
Wait, we conquered aliens?
We conquered the land.
They might have just left. Shawnee, they left.
Right, they
bounced.
Rosenberg.
Facts. The social experiment of the human thing got started. They bounced so they could watch from the, you know,
and monitor,
from outer space.
Now we like, yo, these foreigners are coming.
But, at this point, that would still make them outsiders. That's okay, but it would.
They're not outsiders.
They're aliens.
If you haven't been here thousands of years, you're an outsider at this point.
Thousands of years to you might only be one day to them. First of
all,
speak on that part.
You don't even know. You don't even know time. You don't know the time. So here's the other part. Here's the other part I want to implore upon individuals that can hear my voice right now. It's very important.
Speak on
it. And Demi Lovato was on to something. We've seen so many films, so many movies where we are afraid of these would-be visitors.
Mm-hmm.
They come, they have this incredible power and technology we've never seen before. It would behoove us to start off on the right foot.
Mm-hmm.
And not treat them like outsiders.
Good idea.
It would behoove us to set our minds and get our culture in order so that when we meet people that we, or beings of whatever sort, from wherever they're from, that when we meet them, we ask them how they would like to be referred to. What are their pronouns?
Right.
Well, you see what I'm saying? If this is who we really want to be, we want to be an inclusive culture,
right,
an inclusive society. And Demi Lovato is on to something here. Mm. And Laura, I give you the button back.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
That was a long way to go.
So annoying. Oh,
I mean, you know, they like FOTS. They like friends of
Shawnee, am I lying?
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Man, you know you with it.
They could have been here first. We should greet them. Peace. We come in peace. We don't want no problems.
I'm not saying disrespect them.
What's the word for when you playing marbles on Squid Games and like y'all
gombo.
Cool?
Gombo.
You know what I'm saying? We are gombo.
Friendly neighbors. Is that what that means?
I cannot deal with this.
We are gombo.
I like Rosenberg, what's on your list today, my G?
I mean, we got to hit John Gruden.
And also, I wish
somebody
could drop a button on him, not just hit the button. I want to drop a whole button on him.
So yesterday, you know, on Sunday after the Raiders lost to the Bears, all the questions were for players and for Gruden about his offensive and racist statements about head of the Players Association, DeMora
Smith.
These were in emails. In an email from 2011, how do the players feel? Most of the players were pretty indifferent to it. They said, nah, coach is cool. It was a long time ago. People grow. Let's move on. He said, I'm sorry. Honestly, my ear didn't perk up as much from the email as it did from his response when he hit us with the I don't have a racist bone in my body quote. Once anyone hits the I am not the least bit racist line, that's when I know this is going left. And boy, did it. The NFL, I think, thought that he would get out after the first email. So after he did not resign, here comes another email.
Oh.
Here comes another email.
The way you're positioning this sounds like the NFL wanted him to resign, is what what I hear you saying.
The NFL wanted him to resign. They did not want him to get fired where the Raiders would have to pay him. They wanted him to be out from his salary, too.
Mm.
So you may have noticed one of the things he said in the emails, mixed in with all the other hatred, was calling Roger Goodell the F word. A clueless P word. He blamed Goodell for things like female referees, which he obviously was opposed to. So the relationship between him and Goodell, not a good one. So that's why I'm positioning it that way, bro. Goodell was going to keep releasing these emails. You realize that they looked through 600,000 emails during the off-season investigation of Daniel Snyder and the Washington football team. In the end, nothing really happened to Dan Snyder. A big fine and a self-imposed suspension. But out of those 600,000 emails, there was nothing to damn Dan Snyder. But they found all these emails on John Gruden.
Yes! They wanted, oh boy, out of there.
Up out of there. So his apology the first day for one racist email, okay. But now it's homophobic. It's transphobic. It's racist again. It's against the players protesting. It's against female referees. It's against the St. Louis Rams, quote, drafting a, quote, queer.
I saw that.
Is what he said. He went straight old school with his homophobia. He went back a bit.
It was endless. In reference to Michael Sam. Oh,
that's in reference to the 2014 drafting of Michael Sam, the gay player.
Wow.
And now, of course, John Gruden was coaching a gay player on the Raiders right now, Carl Nassib. So you can imagine how upsetting this was for him. So either way, if John Gruden thought he was going to go to war in any way with the NFL and come out on top, hit him with the butt.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So all that big Willie talk,
now,
you're playing yourself,
I want to point out what's interesting. I'd love to see where this goes, because who was John Gruden emailing?
The former president of the Washington football team, okay, who was fired in 2019, who's one of Gruden's best friends. He's the guy who hired Gruden in... and hired Gruden to the Raiders many years ago. Ebro, you don't know how far back this, quote, good old boys network goes. This isn't just them being people who worked together once, or John Gruden's brother worked with Bruce Allen. They're the children of original NFL people. John Gruden is, and so is Bruce Allen.
That's why I wanted to point it out. Because these emails were in there. People had seen them, I'm sure. Bruce Allen wasn't the only person he emailed, was it?
No. There were other people on the email. There were some other people on those actual emails. And then there's, of course,
more. But my point is, and John Gruden still got jobs. And people knew that this was his tone.
For sure.
So, poof. Just like that.
Nothing to worry about.
The NFL is back in the racism, sexism, homophobic crosshairs.
Wow.
Yeah. Never left to me, but this does make it much more obvious. Yeah, it reminds you right away.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You thought they were getting better? You thought it was a
just
new
like
energy?
That.
Roll another one.
Now, we could argue and say, okay, they old emails and people do change, et cetera, et cetera. But it's in there. It's like ragu. It's in there. Cash one.
That's a lot.
Roll another one.
97 minutes commercial free. Curve, DJ John, flashing lights, tickets. Said I'm never like, you know, it's special packet with the. We got tickets to see Versus, man. Wait. Kane and KRS. Ladies and gentlemen, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. I was going down the rabbit hole yesterday. It's all started. The machine has started again, by the way. The machine has started again. So you got the vaccine protests. You got the, what is it? The funding to HBCUs that was in the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill. You've got Trump doing rallies again. What else is going on out here? Oh, the border. Haitian immigrants at the border. It's starting the engine back up, is what I'm saying.
The right wing engine? The MAGA engine?
The MAGA engine is starting up. So they can start confusing people and putting out misinformation going into the midterms to get you all disheveled and discombobulated and emotional. And for people who are who care about HBCU funding, according to heads of some of the HBCUs, funding towards HBCUs has not been cut. That is a right-wing lie. Biden did want to give a lot of money, though. A lot of money. A lot more money than any other president has given. It may not hit that number, but according to HBCU's presidents, it hasn't been cut. So you may see some headlines that's like $30 billion has been cut from Biden cuts $30 billion from HBCUs. So that noise is going to start floating around out here.
Well, because wasn't that one of the BS obvious, we would think obvious things Trump did? Was hand over some money to some HBCUs?
He did do some things. He did do something.
But wasn't that
he
one
did
of them?
Something. That was one of them.
Like he wrote them a little. But it's always them. Because he's a cheap.
Well, Obama built in something that was permanent. Trump added a little bit more on top of that. Added
right.
Some more sauce on top of that.
And everything he did with regards to trying to win over black votes was always this very obvious gesture of like, look. I'm handing over a check for HBCUs. Look, I'm getting this loving black grandmother out of jail. Look,
yes.
Look at my African American.
Look at my African American over. Yes. And it for some people
worked.
That it worked.
It definitely worked. It definitely worked. But yeah, no, all of that noise is starting back up. So I just wanted to bring that to the table this morning for the family. You know what I'm saying? To pay attention to and make sure you. As information starts to roll out, because it's going to get heated. When are midterms next?
It's 22.
Well, we vote here in the city for mayor on the in November next month. Mm-hmm. Looks like Eric Adams has that. But then in 2022,
that's the midterm. So it'll be the fall of 22. Will be.
But the
when
noise
we...
starts now. The chaos starts now. The stress starts now.
It's about to be real.
Because once the Republicans make their move in Congress. And it's going to be more and more Trump people because those are the only Republicans that seem to exist anymore. We're going to be right back on the path to where Trump runs for office in 24 and he's got an entire Congress potentially or a major part of Congress that supports him. And so will the election
results matter? Unless somebody go to jail. And we don't think that's happening. Who's going to jail? Is it going to be because of January 6th? Is it going to be the New York State Attorney General coming after the Trump Organization? What's it going to be?
Doesn't feel like anything is happening. Feels like he's chilling. So it's going to be a scary time.
We shall see. Call right now, 800-223-9797. You want to get in on this, being smarter than DJ John. John A.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Yo, John. Yo, Johnny.
Good morning to everyone and everyone else. And you too.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Yo, Ebro.
Yo, John, what are you giving away today, man?
Oh, listen. Oh, that's me? Sorry, bro.
Yeah, John, what's that major feedback?
Yo, John, come on, man. Fix your situation.
My bad.
Because you know, John, it's the live stream during every segment.
I try to go viral every time.
Yo, I'm going
to
go viral right now. I haven't been on Instagram live.
Do it, man. Do it for the gram. Anyway, listen, you're not going to see Kyrie Irving, but you're going to see Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One at the Versus going out at the Barclays Center going down October 17th. You could be in the building.
Kyrie. I was on Instagram live with Issa the other day doing origami.
Ooh.
That's big.
Mm-hmm. Big origami time on Instagram Live with the seed. You know what I mean?
Made the crane.
Young queen.
You mean the young queen.
Zim. John, how you doing, man? Your Knicks was shooting lights out the other night in the preseason, looking mighty nice.
We're looking good. We're all vaccinated. You'll see all the Knicks play this season. So I want to let you guys know. You want to see your
the
Knicks?
Promo?
You want to see your Knicks live at the MSG? You'll see all of them. Even the water
whole
boy.
Team.
Even
yo, that's
Usher.
The talk points. Our whole team is vaccinated.
Wow.
Pull
you know
up.
What I'm saying? That's where it's at.
I mean, I did notice before, Shawnee, I did notice in the seconds before the segment when he said something like, come see Kyrie. Shawnee went, Kyrie.
Yeah, because he's like, you're not going to see Kyrie, but you will see, like, all right. So I got to shout Kyrie.
That's the talk points for Knicks fans now. Everybody vaccinated. The whole team's here. And so they could try to trash the Nets, right? Because the superstars ain't showing up.
I just sent you a request. I just sent you a request to join your live.
Okay.
We're on IG live. This is about to be big, man.
Go live big with IG live, John. Here we go. We're live on IG live while we're live on the radio. Yo, has anybody ever done this before?
Yes.
I don't know. What we're doing technologically. You've never seen this before.
You've never seen this type of technology. Live on live.
Yeah, John. All right, Johnny. Sorry.
Who we got on the line, Shawnee Culture?
Eden.
To be smarter than the DJ John.
Eden.
Let's go.
Yes.
Boom, boom. Yo, who's this?
This is Eden.
Eden. Hey, good morning. Eden. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing good. And yourself?
Oh, we blessed. We blessed, Eden. How's that garden doing?
It's wonderful.
Shout to your garden. You know what I'm saying, Ma? Easy.
Answer this question, by the way. Garden. Yo, shout out her garden is loose.
Yo, shout out to your garden,
like, what's in the garden? Like, why would you say
yo,
that?
You know, Garden of Eden, y'all. Come on, keep up.
Here we go. Gotta go.
Yeah.
All
right. Laura, ask the question super fast.
All right, Eden. Bodak Yellow was a hit song for what rapper?
Ooh. Cardi B. All right, John, you usually lose.
Bacardi Martinez, right?
That was DJ John. In which song did Cardi B make her first musical debut in November 2015?
Musical debut.
Here we go,
John. You already
here
lost.
We go it's now.
You too long.
No, on, you say video or music song?
Oh, God.
music song. I love a music song. I love a good music song.
A great music song.
Yeah, John.
Three.
MP3
two,
or...
One.
All right, man. Come on, man. You lost already, man. Move
correct
on, man.
Answer was she was on the remix on to Shaggy single Boom Boom.
Ah, I did not know that.
Shout to Shaggy. Yo, Eden, you get 8 tickets. What's she win, John? What's she win?
Going to see the Versus, Big Daddy Kane versus KRS.
Ooh, we got baby. Versus passes.
October 17th. Kane. You in the building, baby. At the bar.
KRS.
Yeah.
Yo, play some KRS, Cast One, for the Peabody.
Cast, what KRS One?
Parents and kids in their cars. You know what I'm saying? People back at school today.
A refresher.
We need to teach the youths. Play some teach. Play the teacher, KRS.
Yeah. You're right.
Ah.
Ooh.
Turn that up.
DJ Live One.
Turn that up. Turn that up.
Yeah.
Turn that up.
Shawnee's favorite KRS song. Let's go.
Cast One, y'all just saw, y'all know Cast One from the Bronx, so he's starting to setting it off.
I know, you see
that? Bronx is going to take it.
Love KRS-One.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Come on.
All right, listen, coming up in a flashing lights report, Kanye West is putting up that massive Wyoming ranch up for sale.
Already? He's out of there.
Coming up, flashing lights.
Cast one, 97 minutes, commercial free right now. Oh, listen, I'm an old head, so this verse is on Sunday. I know there's a lot of cats that can't relate. They're not gonna. They don't have that. It doesn't touch them in their heart.
Right.
The way it's gonna touch us.
It's gonna be different.
It's gonna be hard. Different type on Sunday. I'm gonna be a different type of hype. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good man.
Good man.
You're always on my mind.
Oh, Laura's in there.
Yo, we live while we live. You know what I'm saying? On IG Live, you could go any of our Instagrams right now. And you can check us out while we're live.
Yo, did you see that when Laura was signed on, all of a sudden, the ish-eating grin that she had? She never has that every morning. We're sitting here, and she's just staring at her phone, not paying attention.
Yo, Laura Stiles is a fraud.
Laura sits staring at her phone the entire morning, won't even pay attention. You could say something important, she will have no idea. In fact, the other day, Sean and I pranked her.
Now look at her. Look at her on the gram, smiling she's the happiest, nicest woman in radio.
When the gram goes on, she's like, hi, everyone. Hi.
Such a fraud, son. Yo, let's go flashing lights. Laura Stiles.
Wow. All right.
What you got, Laura? What's poppin'?
So Kanye West seems to be saying goodbye to Wyoming, or at least a big part of it, because he's listed that ginormous lake ranch that he has, and it's going up for sale. They're saying... it's back on the market for $11 million, which is surprisingly
a bargain.
$3 million less than the asking price.
Oh, then hit the button.
He just wants
to... So he lost money?
Is that what you sounds said? Like he just wants to get out of there.
Wonder why that is.
I don't know. But isn't that where
it's lonely?
He also
his
had
family
most of
doesn't
his,
want to come?
His Yeezy... You know, like his business was coming out of there, no?
That's what I thought.
Nah.
No?
Wait, what? His Yeezy business was out of there?
Yeah, no, not like his factory. He has like, you know, a bunch of whiteboards.
Yeah, but who wants to go out there?
I don't know, bro.
Who's going to Wyoming all the damn time? It's out in the middle of nowhere.
This fits into my theory that I came up with this week that Kanye and Kim are 1,000% together.
1,000.
This divorce is 1,000% promo. And it said, even in the paper yesterday, it called them estranged. I was like, are they estranged? Because he's in New York the entire time she's in New York.
I heard he was out here working on music before she was out here. But, I think
four kids. They're never going to be estranged from each other.
I think here's the thing, guys. Right. And you, Rosenberg, you've been through divorce, so you know. You have four children. Your public profile, that's already stress, breaking up in public. That's already very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And the divorce was supposedly because of Kanye's antics, his political aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily his tweets, definitely not because of Sunday service. It was 100% according to the information that was made public about his antics around politics and all that nonsense. If that goes away,
then why can't the marriage continue?
Why can't the marriage continue?
Right. And I agree with that, by the way, and I hope they work it out. I'm just pointing out that the actual divorce of it all, like they actually have, and they're going to be, you know, broken up. Yeah, I just don't think that's true, which is, by the way, I'm here for
it. But I also think Kanye and Kim love each other. Like, it's real
love. I hope so.
Like, yeah,
they've been together 10 years and have four kids.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is real love. And I know Kanye loves his family. Like, I know that for a fact. He is, like, all about his children and his woman and family. Like, he loves it.
That's your flashing lights report. The time is 8:05, high of 72 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, shout out to the people on our IG Live. Shout out to the people commuting. You know, normally I don't give a damn about people on Instagram. I really only care about the people in their cars and the people dropping their kids off at school and the people.
What about the irresponsible people who are on their phone in their car?
Do we have some of those?
Oh my God, I'm sure. If so, sign off.
Yo, man, put your phone down, son. What are you doing?
Yeah, you don't need
just to get that. Congratulations, you played yourself real quick. Y'all keep it locked. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Yo, are we on the air, Shawnee? Yes. What's going on here?
We live, okay, baby.
Yes.
Yo, this is a whole mess, man. From 2 hours ago, Rosenberg already established that he wasn't that excited about Squid Games. Mm-hmm. For some reason, Laura and Shawnee won't let it go.
Because it's not right.
Laura and Shawnee, look, listen, guys. Rosenberg is the biggest contrarian in the world. Anything that everybody likes, he's going to find a reason to not like it. So I don't know why you guys are falling
he's
into this
consistently
trap. And you got to respect it.
I don't
know why you guys are going to argue with him.
Well, I don't know if you got to respect it. But
I don't think anyone has to respect anything. But I'm just saying, I admit I was not as dialed in as Laura and Shawnee were. Hold on, that's not fair. They were dialed into Squid Squad very hard. I still watched the whole series and enjoyed it. I just thought the end, the last game in the Squid Games was not really, it was down to me from all the other games where I thought they were, I just didn't care about the ending like that.
It was super intense. And look, spoiler alert, so turn off your radio if you ain't with it.
No, spoiler alert, Rosenberg, you didn't like that the old man flip?
The old man flip was okay. I thought it was a little stupid and a bit of a reach, to be honest with you.
Oh,
he wasn't invested.
Hold on. There's no one in the world, Shawnee, who might have thought it was a reach.
So you mean to tell me you hadn't suspended disbelief in this whole Squid Games thing? You're still waiting for things to actually make a little bit more sense?
Well, hold
the
on.
Whole thing, you have to suspend disbelief. I mean, how is this even happening?
I understand that, but just because you're suspending disbelief to believe a show doesn't mean that you have to think that every twist in the show makes sense or isn't stupid.
That's true.
Oh, and I thought the old man twist was a little stupid, but that I could have lived with that. The part that I didn't really like was the last game. I just thought it was OD.
You was only watching it for the game specifically, the competitive part. But that last part, you had to be dialed into the characters because he had just killed the girl before that. This was a childhood friend of his. And the name of the game was Squid Squad.
Shawnee, what you're saying is if you're not into the human story of it, then that's why Rosenberg wouldn't have enjoyed it as much.
And he tried to walk away from it and say, look, let's rock together.
Shawnee, this isn't vaccine talk where it relates to everybody.
Now everybody don't get this?
We got to temper this with there's a large swath of our audience that have no idea what we're talking about. Even though it's the most popular thing on Netflix, there's mad people who have not watched Squid Games.
Rosenberg let me down, man.
Me too.
I thought we was gone, boo, man.
Me too.
Listen, y'all been beefing since the vaccine. You know that? Y'all ain't been on the same page for years.
This is not about the vaccine.
Squid Games has nothing to do with the vaccine.
Rosenberg's my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, but I liked it. I liked the vaccine. It didn't run the end.
Yo, COVID vaccine is Squid Games.
No, it's not.
It's the big competition.
It is. Oh, it is a competition.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a survival competition.
I don't want to talk vaccine talk right now. This is Squid Squad talk. You know what I'm saying?
Rosenberg we're having internal Squid Squad beef. Right. You want to kick me out? That's fine. I just want to.
I want to reiterate for the audience, if you plan on dressing up as a character for Squid Game, for Halloween, a character from Squid Games for Halloween, you do not need to try to make your eyes or your face appear to be Asian, okay?
Please don't.
They have the whole costume. All you got to do is wear the tracksuit with the number on it, or you wear the little officer outfit. You good.
We will fry you if we see you.
And by the way, you can also just stop yourself from doing it, period, because it's going to be the most played out costume in the world. So you could already stop yourself.
But the more people that do it, the more it looks like actual Squid Games. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. I guess you're right.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Is that what we want in this world? Is real Squid Game?
Because I'm telling y'all, this COVID thing is Squid Game.
What was the theme going on, by the way, too, with like the weird gay Illuminati they had as the VIPs?
I mean, that was like the...
Didn't it feel like all those dudes were gay?
Yeah.
I don't know if
one specifically for sure.
No, but multiple. They the way they were communicating, I thought it was I was like, what commentary is this? I'm a little confused about this VIP Illuminati.
They were just
trying to make it, you know,
controversial.
Yeah, right. there was something there.
We'll go with that.
There was something there. I see you, Squid Squad, whatever you're up to.
Yeah. But you definitely had to.
What are you trying to say? That you trying to say Squid Games was on the gay agenda too?
No, I was saying opposite.
Agenda?
I was saying anti-gay. What? I thought that it was a weird vibe that they made all the bad guys who were VIPs. It wasn't just the one overtly gay guy. There were a few other guys who they sort of indicated or intimated were gay also. And I was like, are you trying to say that there's a gay Illuminati?
I thought they were trying to say there's an asexual Illuminati that doesn't care either way. I don't think it's more gay. I think it's okay. more like, they don't care.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Hey, listen, I was just happy they didn't make them Jewish. So for once, they weren't Jewish. I was just happy with that.
Wait, you didn't want it to be Space Jews? Maybe that's the next one. Squid Games presents
Space Jews.
Space Jews.
No. Yeah, I did not want that right now.
But again, that last thing was intense. I just want to bring it back to that point.
Listen, this is how disastrous this Tuesday has gone for this program. What I thought would have been great for the audience was for us to run through the words you should not be saying. After John Gruden's emails, and having to step down away from $100 million, 10-year contract, the highest in NFL history. He just had to resign after how many years? Four?
No. This was into year three. He signed it in 18.
Into year three.
Does he have to give back any money or no?
He didn't get all the money yet.
Well,
he's not going to get the rest of the contract.
So he keeps the salary that was already given.
That he made, but yeah. There's no more money.
So he basically lost $70 million. About thereabout.
And the crazy thing is he was not... I mean, he was probably hoping they would fire him so he would get paid. But the thing is, they kept releasing emails, and supposedly there's even more. So he was like, I got to stop the bleeding right now. Let me just go resign. And imagine, like, your whole life, his whole life is football. He's one of the most respected voices in football. And he's disgraced.
Laura, to give you an audience, to give you a kind of example, they had been for years trying to frame him as the next John Madden. Oof. You know, he makes these little tough screw faces on the sideline. He makes his little football scowl.
By the way, Ebro, you're talking really tough because I remember you loved John Gruden. You were a John Gruden guy.
What?
You were a fan of him when he was commentary guy. You loved his talk before you quit
football. No, because they were set. That's what I'm saying. They're setting him up to be John Madden.
But you 100%. Enjoyed it too.
Yes,
it was
entertaining.
He was good at it. It wasn't just his stupid scowl.
Until he found out he was racist.
He was a D-bag. Of course, I'm like, look.
I just mean he was more than a scowl. He was more than a scowl. He said really knowledgeable stuff too. He was likable too. He was a likable guy in the commentary booth. He did not come off as a D-bag. Like, so yes, when you look back, you can add it up and be like, oh, I could see it. But really, I got to be honest, 90% of football people enjoy John Gruden.
For sure.
And so that's why it's even grosser.
That's not even where I'm going to go off on these tangents. The point is the good old boy network of the NFL.
Mm.
These individuals who operate in the NFL and feel like they are above behaving with some professionalism. And behaving with some respect for what's going on in society. This is a reoccurring thing. This is what's going on with the Trump thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
With Steve Bannon, with Trump, with all of those individuals that are operating in a way where they feel like they're untouchable. And the reason John Gruden got $100 million contract for 10 years, the highest of any NFL coach ever, was because of what Rosenberg just pointed out. He's likable and marketing and all this other stuff that was going to happen. They were teeing him up to be the next John Madden, which is what I was pointing out. But also, he was a part of this network, which is how these emails happened 10 years ago. And he got a $100 million contract 4 years ago.
Oh, but yeah, you're saying that those emails in no way reflected negatively on him to that good old boy network?
Apparently.
Bro, that's not even under consideration. They were all... That is their world. That's just my football point.
That's the problem.
Everywhere rich white men are running things. Those are the conversations that are really happening.
Yes.
So it's that part. It was just they were all in on it. Mad people. For me,
here's the thing. We know these conversations happen in real life in people's private texts, in their homes, whatever. This was happening at work
with work email.
With work email.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? That's different. That's a level of comfort that most human beings don't walk around with. That's a level of privilege that most people don't walk around with. You're just letting this fly to coworkers, people you're in business with,
in emails from a work address. It was Gruden's personal address. It was Bruce Allen's work address. But either way, and then you have like CEOs from companies that were on some of these emails. You know, it was other business partners beyond that. It was really this good old boy network of just rich people, rich white men around the NFL who felt like they could say whatever they wanted and there were no repercussions. They literally went after every group. There's almost not women, gay people, trans people, black people. I don't know if I saw any Jew stuff.
I think
Jews may have made it out. No, I don't think so. I don't think they, you know what? Goodell was probably saving those ones for if it went another day. That was probably in the next batch. Let's see if he resigns now.
Man.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Oof. Yo, look, the gurus are popping in the building next, man, bam.
Guru.
Gumboos.
Hey. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
How many years ago is this on now?
Two.
Like, man. 13?
Oh, yeah.
Over a decade for sure.
Wasn't Nicki on that remix? That thing went up too. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Did you just play the remix, Cass? I wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
Nah, I played the OG.
The original.
Yes, sir.
Nicki was trending yesterday, though. Y'all saw that?
That was not about this song.
It was not about this song. It was about the song that she has with the girl from the UK girl group.
Little Mix.
Never heard of Little Mix until yesterday.
I heard of them. I never heard their music before. I was always put off by their name because it was like they were called Little Mix, and then the girls were like a mix of cultures. I was put off by
that. Yeah, that's the first thing that I thought and was put off by.
I was put off by that. But at any rate, Nicki's got a song with one of the girls, and then the girl that Nicki's got a song with, Jessie Nelson, who I'd never heard of before this week. Her bandmate is a black girl.
Right.
Leanne something. And the black girl is telling Jessie Nelson, who's a white girl, yo, you're blackfishing. Blackfishing is basically you making yourself look like a black girl in this new video. DM the girl. And Nicki took exception with that. So Nicki, a black woman, is attacking another black woman because of the black woman feeling like the white woman is doing something in the video that is offensive to black women. It's a mess.
Feels like a big, hey, look over here moment. Let's create a moment.
Well, I mean, that's what the internet was alleging. The internet was alleging Nicki was starting this kerfuffle because she wanted to take attention away from what was going on with her and her husband in the case with the woman feeling harassed. So people were definitely pointing to that upon the internet, that's also a mess. So there's a lot of mess out here. Plenty of mess to go around, which is why we have the gurus to sort all the negative energy out.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg.
That's
and
right.
Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com, where the gamboos unite.
Gambu.
To heal, to uplift.
Gambu.
In your time of need.
Site here to save lives live.
Shani Coulter, Burton Sage, and Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises. Rosenberg, who's in need of our help?
Who is doing that?
Yo, Ebro, can you get off your phone while we're guruing?
Yeah, we're trying to
cleanse
the energy.
Oh, my God.
This guy, man.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com.
I just keep tired of y'all lies. Let's just keep it 100. I'll be tired of
y'all.
At gmail.com. Interrupting the energy. Zen.
Dear gurus, here's my dilemma. I recently just broke up with my fiance and moved out of the house due to the constant arguing and fights over nothing. We got engaged in April, and by June, she's already given me the ring back twice over petty nonsense. Neither of us could even remember why. I feel like she has serious anger issues and always turns up over the slightest incident. And it's taken its toll on me over these last 5 years. It's made me become seriously depressed. And in which she says I'm faking because she's been depressed and stuck it out for the sake of our relationship, she says. I can admit I'm not perfect and I'm not indifferent to her feelings, but at the same time, I never disrespect her by cheating or any other deal breakers in a relationship. We go on dates, we talk all day long. I'm never out of the house unless I'm working. And yet, I get all kinds of complaints. All you do is watch sports and play 2K. Heard that before. Her issues with me are that I don't speak in a manner that she's accustomed to, being I come from a West Indian background.
Big up yourself.
On top of that, she's constantly comparing our relationship to her past relationships, saying how I don't love her as much as certain exes did, and I should be madly in love.
Oh my gosh.
My response is that we met at different ages in our life. We're both 35 currently, and just being there for one another is more important. So, gurus, did I jump the gun by calling things off suddenly without seeking help? Should we work things out or just move on with our lives?
How long were they together?
5 years.
And they're 35?
That's right.
Listen, let me just jump in here real quick and say, fam, run. Run as fast as you can and don't look back. Because everything that is happening right now is only going to get amplified once you are married.
Talk
Trust
to
me.
Him.
Trust me, fam.
Yeah.
Burn this. You did right by burning this down.
As Cass One, as one of the fellow married folks on this program.
Facts.
He has
experience.
Yeah,
in this
experience.
Department.
He's
13
wise.
Years experience, bro.
Yeah, because if
so
his
right now.
Yeah, he's a G. If his question is, did I move too fast by breaking this up, she gave you the ring
calling
back twice.
It off. He said calling it
three
off.
Three times.
Calling it off. She
three
gave
times.
The ring back.
She don't.
Three times. You didn't call off nothing. You
guys, give her what she wants, fam,
yeah.
And keep it pushing.
Getting married doesn't fix anything. I think people are always thinking, like, we're just going to get married and it's going to. No, it's going to make things even worse.
Yeah, keep it pushing.
If they were a little bit younger, I would have said, okay, this is like just some sort of growing pain thing, but they're both 35. Fam, what are we even talking about? You're acting like 15-year-olds. You're 35. This is not going to work.
You're handing back engagement rings over petty fights you can't remember.
Nah.
Like, that's
neither
terrible.
Of you can. Yeah.
That it just shows you that both of you guys aren't mature to be in this relationship. It's just maybe you guys are just
not
compatible.
Only that,
I think
not
that's
only
really
that,
what
Duke,
it is.
Duke was like, yo, I don't go anywhere. I'm always at home. She's always complaining. Yo, fam.
Yeah,
if you're in a relationship and you literally can't do anything for fear that your significant other is going to cop an attitude because you want to like do something individualistic at certain points, like I don't
that's
know.
Not healthy.
That's not good, fam.
Mm-mm.
That's not good for a long-term relationship. You're going to be with somebody for the rest of your life and I can't do anything by myself. I can't go out with my friends. I can't. Like, what are we talking about?
Right. Yeah. Get the kerosene cast. Yeah. Kerosene cast.
Bun up the
kerosene cast.
Bun up the kerosene boy. Cast. She thinks you're light faking. Is up. You don't love her the way you're supposed to love her.
Keep so running, fam.
Nah, yeah, I think going. this is one of the few times that you should absolutely burn it down. Move on with your life. And it's okay. Mm. You don't have to hate each other. Just understand that you guys are not compatible and this is just not meant for you.
There it is.
So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm gonna do weakness.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
There's a messy story going around. Tyga's ex-girlfriend just filed a police report against him after she alleges he assaulted her. These pictures don't look good. Mm. Ugh. Talk about it coming up, flashing lights.
Let's go. Flashing lights time. Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashlights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Man, this situation with Tyga is not looking good. Right now, he's under fire for allegedly assaulting his ex-girlfriend, a model named Cameron Swanson. Now, according to TMZ TV, they're saying that they got into an argument when she showed up at his home screaming around 3 a.m. Source claims that Tyga told her not to come over. They started screaming at each other and other family members in his home. Felt that Cameron appeared to be under the influence. He still allowed her into the home. The screaming continued, and then things escalated when she was inside. They're saying that Tyga allegedly put his hands on her during the argument, and she posted videos and pictures of what it looks like, a black eye, on social
media.
She's
saying that she didn't, like, come to the door screaming, as TMZ says. She's saying he wouldn't let her leave.
Yep.
Is what she's running with. So, but she didn't. It's a mess. It's one of those. It's a mess.
Yeah. But it's these pictures mess. Don't look good. Oof.
And she definitely has. She definitely has marks on her face, under her eye,
her wrist.
I mean, you know, the eye jammy is really the one.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys got a chance to peep this, but our friend Angie Martinez sat down with Lala, and she finally spoke out publicly about her divorce with Carmelo Anthony. She said that she's never spoken about it before, but she said that they've been going through it for a long time, been separated for a long time, and that, you know, even though she was posting hot pics on the gram, she's like admitted that she was like, it was one of the worst things she ever went through emotionally.
But yeah, you know, I thought it was, I mean, it was definitely like a period where we weren't sure if they were together or not. I think the last time we had Lala on, you know, she was just kind of like, you know, we're co-parenting and we're figuring things out.
Right.
But now this is an official.
Yeah.
I'm back. The Angie Martinez interview is official. Yo, I'm checking my DMs. I'm back outside.
Pretty much.
That's what I heard.
Pretty much. She's done.
I mean, it seemed that way for a while, but that was definitely the official announcement.
That's your flash.
So go ahead, Lala. Do you, boo-boo. Your son, their little boy is much older now. Carmelo's playing in L.A.
Yeah.
You know, these things happen.
Yeah.
These things happen.
That's your flash and light report. The time is 8:52, high of 72 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Good morning. Thanks for logging in, y'all. Keep it right here. 97 minutes of commercial-free music. Cast One on the way. Ride or Die. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg.
Turn it up. Turn up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97. 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey. What's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.